Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or of course find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels and the podcast as always at fmr.co.za. A decade or so ago, to get Apple CarPlay, massaging seats, radar cruise control, lane keeping, and electrically operated tailgate, self-parking, a superb Bang & Olufsen sound system, keyless go, tire pressure monitoring and the like, need to buy the likes of not just a premium flagship model in a luxury car, but the best car in that range. So imagine my surprise when I test a Ford crossover with a small engine and I get all of that in this class of car. I'm shocked. Now for the surprise. The crossover is a cross between a shooting brake and a high clearance station wagon. Yes, the naming conventions are getting complicated even for me. Now for the big surprise. The car is sprightly and handles freeway city driving with ease. That isn't the surprise. The shock is it comes with a 1 liter engine. Don't judge a book by its cover. The available 92 kilowatts and 170 newton meters of torque is more than sufficient through the 7-speed autobox. Fuel consumption when driven frugally is at a claimed 5.3 litres per 100 kilometres, and with its 42-litre fuel tank, you should see a real-world range of well over 700, with myself seeing 750. The dynamics are excellent. The NVH is right up there, and the ground clearance is surprisingly good. If you don't need a 4x4, but you do expect to meet a middle manakian on a gravel road in your near future, it even has the drive modes to support this. Practical feature that I really liked was the two-level boot shelf, cleverly and easily moved, allowing the boot area to appear empty with my bulky laptop backpack stowed very easily underneath with masses of space. On the negative side, and it's my only gripe, the same cover covers up a half-sized spare tire. The car did surprise and delight me. With clever use of expensive materials where it really matters, this is one Ford I didn't relish giving back. The Ford Puma 1-litre EcoBoost ST Line Vignale 780 is a keeper, a bit of a nameful too, and at, wait for it, 617,500 Rand, it's a bit of a deal. There is a cheaper version riding on 17 instead of 18-inch wheels and getting a smaller screen, but it loses things that you want, a long list, but it loses the Bang & Olufsen sound system and the massaging seats and the lifting tailgate and a host of other niceties, including the lane keeping, that make the ST Line Puma such a compelling offer. The saving of just under 50,000 Rand, it doesn't seem worth it to me. And that's it for Fine Motoring with me this week. It's been David Dundee. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me, of course, on @DavidDundee, and the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.